Donald Trump signals support for H-1B outsourcing. By Neil Munro on January 1, 2025. President-elect Donald Trump is getting dragged by his supporters after again appearing to side with investors' unpopular demands for more H-1B visa workers to replace American workers. "I didn't change my mind," Trump told reporters at an impromptu press conference in Florida on December 31. "I've always felt we have to have the most competent people in our country. We need competent people. We need smart people coming into our country. We need a lot of people coming in. We're going to have jobs like we've never had before. This is completely unacceptable," responded ex-account Everyday Tech CEO. "I've been a staunch Trump supporter since the escalator. But I'll drop him like a bad habit if he supports foreigners taking our jobs. I love Trump and I'm going to go out of my way to be more positive," said ex-user Dominic Michael Treppy. "But I assure you that this messaging just simply isn't what a large portion of MAGA wants to hear. It's likely to cause angst among supporters." The Trump statement came as pro-H-1B investors, such as Trump ally Elon Musk, have admitted the program needs to be reformed to minimize the inflow of mid-skilled and low-skilled Indian workers for the career-starting jobs needed by U.S. graduates. Trump continuously zigzags between hard-nosed political groups and often distracted voters, and cites his voters' views in public opinion polls to derail demands from his donors. "We are in a tough fight against a government that is aligning with tech oligarchs seeking to expand cheap labor visa programs under the false pretense of high-skilled immigration," said a tweet posted by U.S. tech workers, which opposes job outsourcing via the many visa worker programs. The tweet added, "We will be actively fighting against these harmful policies on the Hill, advocating to protect American workers and curb the exploitation of visa programs." A recent poll showed that 60% of voters oppose the inflow of white-collar migrants. Just 26% favor the flow of white-collar visa workers. Trump's supporters are also using his Truth Social platform to broadcast opposition to the H-1B replacement. Trump's statement, however, leaves room for many quiet regulatory improvements to the program, such as Trump's 2020 reforms. For example, Trump's deputies issued a rule requiring that H-1B visas be allocated to employers who offer to pay the highest salaries. Trump also signed an executive order that curbed the use of H-1Bs in outsourced government jobs and blocked the inflow of H-1B and L-1 visa workers during the coronavirus disaster. The tech workers group worked with Trump in August 2020 to block the H-1B outsourcing of Americans' jobs at the Tennessee Valley Authority. Those reforms were later gutted by President Joe Biden's pro-migrant staffers. The annual inflow of white-collar visa workers is at least 500,000. The resident population is at least 1.5 million, nearly all of whom work longer hours at lower pay in the hope of getting green cards from the U.S. government. This huge and growing green card economy has pushed millions of Americans out of jobs and careers in the dollar economy. Most of the migrants are hired for mid-skilled jobs at Fortune 500 firms and their many subcontractors. The inflow is especially valuable to West Coast investors who use the green card workers to maximize the apparent value of their startup companies before selling them to other investors on Wall Street. The H-1B visa workers cannot act as professionals because they can be quickly sent home by their managers for any reason. This CEO-enforced lack of professional authority in the workplace damages U.S. innovation, product quality, and the protection of Americans' private data.